It is now Erev Tisha B'Av, Toshrim Te Pei Vav. We are hours away from the saddest day in the Jewish calendar. And at this time, we have to think about what is the cause and what we can do to improve it, that Emir Tashem, we should never have to have another Tisha B'Av. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that the first base of Mikdash was destroyed because of the three big averis, Avodah Zarah, idol worship, Gilui Arayos, illegal relations, and Shvichas Damim, murder. The second Beis HaMikdash, which was created 70 years later, so the first Beis HaMikdash with those three terrible averis only was for 70 years. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. And unfortunately, to this very day, the Golos Edom was still in it, and we have not been redeemed yet. B'mehar of Yemenu, we should be zeicha to Geula. The source for it all. In last week's Parsha, we talk about Bein Lavan and Bein Teufel. Bein, the Kli Yoker says, is referring to the Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks. These 21 days between the Avera of Shiva Asa Batamas, which was the Egel, and the Avera of Tisha B'Av, which was Meraglim. And the Mefarshim say that the Avera of the Meraglim is the Avera of Sinas Chinam, hatred, and that was instilled into Klal Yisrael. And the Parsha in Shlishi says, B'sinai Seinu, God hated us. And of course, Rashi says, God didn't hate us, but it's Kamayim Lepanim, we put on someone else what is on us. And we, in fact, hated God in what we're saying, that Sinas Chinam that we had. And that is the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash was caused because of Sinas Chinam. Our purpose during this time is to combat Sinas Chinam, understand what our friends do for us, understand that Hashem, everything has a cheshbon to it, to what can be done, what can be fixed. And we have to mobilize and utilize our full potential in order to save Klal Yisrael. I just want to leave you with a little story about how we have to use our talents to help Klal Yisrael. There was a little boy by the name of Yankala. And Yankala was a troublemaker. And he used to see his father would write in Europe, in Russia, with a pen, a quill, and an inkwell. And he wanted to get his hands on the inkwell desperately to play with it. His father, knowing his nature, used to hide it every day in his cabinet and put a lock on it. It came one day, and his father forgot to lock the cabinet. So the father goes out, the son sees it, he tries to get to the cabinet, but he can't reach it. He pulls over his father's heavy desk, and he climbs on top. He's still not tall enough to reach it. So he lifts his father's heavy chair, puts it on the desk, and he climbs up. He gets the inkwell, and at that very second, his father walks in the door. He sees his father, he gets so shaken, he throws down the inkwell. All right? Well, what do we expect to happen? His father is going to come and give him a punishment. His father walks over to him and kisses him on the head. And he says, "My son, look what you did. You moved the desk, you used the chair in order to get what you want. You have such koiches, you have to use your koiches to build Klal Yisrael." That little Yankala became the Skvera Rebbe, and he said this story over when he was opening up Square Town, Shikun Square, in the country, in Muncie, near Muncie, New York. We have abilities, we have koiches, we just have to utilize what we have to fight the averis, to fight Sinas Chinam, be happy for our friend, let them have what they have, and we have what we have, whatever Hashem gives us. And by doing this, we should be zeichem yitz Hashem to the Gula Shleima b'mehera v'yameinu.